Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 121. Beholding Christ, Our Only Hope. When studying the humanity of the Son of God, nothing detracts in the least from His divinity. We behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and in so doing will behold Him as the one whose name is Emmanuel, which is translated, God with us. In order for us humans to behold Him, we must see Him as He has revealed Himself to us. That is, He is the Word which became flesh and dwelt among us. It is there that we behold His glory. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The humanity of the Son of God is everything to us, says a thoughtful writer. And Jesus Himself tells us to look, and look, and look to Him in His humanity, for only thus can we perceive Him in His divinity. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. To believe in Him is the same as to choose to behold Him. That was the only hope for the Israelites in the wilderness bitten by the poisonous serpents, to behold that serpent on the pole that Moses had made at the command of God, representing Christ. Yes, our very life itself, our salvation, depends on beholding Him in His humanity, which veils His divinity. No one can spend too much time beholding the Lamb of God there. In Hebrews chapter 1 we behold Him in His pre-incarnation divinity, as God. But the inspired author says we don't see Him clearly until we see Him made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, that He, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. We must see Him in His humanity. The chapter goes on to focus our view intensely on Him as one who likewise shared in the same flesh and blood that we have, so that in all things He had to be made like His brethren. Only so, as He has suffered, being tempted, is He able to aid us who are tempted. As we behold Him thus, are we becoming fanatical? A million times, no. Why? He is our only hope.